broken relationship and would like to see it healed, here are some suggestions. Waiting for the at-fault person to initiate the healing process is not biblical. If there's a problem, it needs to be resolved, no matter who is at fault, unless the other party doesn't want to. Ask yourself, how do I share in this problem? A pancake has two sides, and so do most broken relationships. Don't expect to change the other person. The only person you can change is you. When accepting an apology from another person, affirm them in your forgiveness. Simply saying, "Oh, it's okay," is not good enough. Pray for healing, and there are books available to Christian bookstores that will aid in the healing process. There won't be any broken relationships in the kingdom of God. This is Rod Bieber with Seed Time and Harvest.
Concrete work is all they know at Veterans Concrete. It's all they've done since 1985. Not only do they use the finest materials and do work that's second to none, but they'll do it at a fair, honest price. So if your mission is concrete work, give these boys a chance to complete it. And I promise you will get the longest lasting concrete anywhere. And that's guaranteed. So if you'd like to get a quote for your next concrete mission, give the boys at Veterans Concrete a call at 303-775-7926. 303-775-7926.
Join me for the Alex Jones Show Monday through Friday at 7 p.m. here on AM 1360 and 1 to 3 p.m. on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. Monday through Friday at 7 p.m. here on AM 1360 and 1 to 3 p.m. on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com.
You now have access to some of the finest, highest quality health products on the planet. America's Freedom Network has partnered up with Modere Products out of Utah. We have endorsed and are now distributing what are the very best collagen and wellness products anywhere. You can check out these products by clicking on the Natural Health Products button at AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. You owe it to yourself to calm the chaos in your life and take your life back. Design your personalized wellness goals and achieve real results from the inside out and find the best version of yourself. Welcome to your life by design. You can check out these products and all of the AFN-endorsed products by clicking on the Natural Health Products button at AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. Click on the Natural Health Products button at AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. This could very possibly be the life-changing moment you've been waiting for. AmericasFreedomNetwork.com.
Hey folks, the Rev here. Did you know we have a new host, Mad Vax, on our radio show every Saturday from noon till 1? The Mad Vax and the Rev show. Don't miss it. This is quality radio at its best.
I am free because I know that I alone am morally responsible for everything I do. I am free no matter what rules surround me. If I find them tolerable, I tolerate them. If I find them too obnoxious, I break them. I am free because I know that I alone am morally responsible for everything that I do. Robert A. Heinlein.
HughesNet is now better than ever, with faster speeds up to 100 megabits per second and unlimited data. Now you can do it all with HughesNet. Connect. Enjoy a fast and reliable connection wherever you live. Stream. Watch more video and do more video conferencing. And play. Enjoy online gaming with low-latency fusion plans that deliver a more responsive connection. HughesNet is satellite internet built for rural America. Call your local HughesNet retailer or Elite Electronics USA at 970-712-5280.
The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Good morning. Welcome to this Present Truth program. Monday, March 10th, 2025. Boy, quite a bit has happened over the weekend. And we're going to get into it. First, I have an announcement. I have been, since October of last year, working on a website for thispresenttruth.com, and we're just ready to activate it. Well, we're there. You can go to thispresenttruth.com, but what is there presently has to be reconfigured. We have to go back to some more construction. And so right now, the website, once again, is just pending, just temporarily on hold. And I'll explain just a little bit of why. We were ready to activate, but here we've had some last-minute changes. I'm negotiating with the new owner of KHNC, and I'm going to we're going to see if we can work out an agreement or just future my continuing with programs here on the radio station. And so fortunately, I didn't actually trigger the website, because now there may be changes. If God will, I'll continue on KHNC. I'll know more this week. By Monday of next week, what would be the 17th roughly, I'll know whether we're going to continue or not. Should things change, and we're going to see time, a new time, a new schedule. It's just everything right now. We're in the visiting talking stage. But thispresenttruth.com is where, either way, you'll be able to come to thispresenttruth.com and continue with KHNC programming, or maybe not. I don't know. We'll know shortly. Again, if I'm unable to continue on the radio station, it depends on variables. I'll still continue with podcasts on my website. Very easy to remember. The program has been for years, thispresenttruth.com. That's what it will be. The website name is thispresenttruth.com. So I wanted to just inform everyone as to why we were ready to go, hopefully in November, December, January. But just all these, God is sovereign. Nothing happens by accident. Just one thing after another, whether it was bank issues or donate issues, donate page issues, or the new FinCEN laws, the BOI laws. It was just always something. Now I know why. So I'm going to know here within a week exactly what the future will be with my programs. But either way, remember, thispresenttruth.com. I'm going to continue one way or the other. So I'll visit with you in the future, in the next day, two, three, the next week, and you'll know exactly what will happen in the future with my programs. So I have some issue or some matters, not issues. Yeah, I have issues. We all have issues. But matters that are, I think, important. On Sunday, it was revealed that Donald Trump has been speaking to the media, and he has now directed his cabinet those at FBI to investigate the assassination attempts. And Alex Jones came out with a with Michael Flynn last week. This was out of gab.com. General Flynn, he named Victoria Nuland in the Trump assassination plot. This is a big money laundering operation. This article, I think, was on Alex Jones. I think it was Friday. I was busy. And so as Flynn says, that people like Victoria Nuland is one of those people that is going to, she's going to feel the pain here, because these people have been at the center of this, according to Michael Flynn, or according to Trump's former national security advisor, I think Michael Flynn. Yep. The State Department official Victoria Nuland was one of the main individuals involved in the assassination plot against President Donald Trump. In an appearance on OAN's American Sunrise on Sunday, General Flynn said it was believed that former Undersecretary of State Victoria Nuland was privy to the two assassination attempts against Trump. Now remember, Victoria Nuland, she was part of the election meddling in 2014 during the Obama administration, that eventually the result of which brings in Vladimir Zelensky as the president of Ukraine, of this money laundering operation. The one name is Victoria Nuland. Victoria Nuland has so much at stake here, Flynn said, adding there's a constellation of others out of the government who are also involved. And now the term deep state, shadow government, what has been presented as a conspiracy theory, eventually everything is known. I'll be back in a few minutes. This is Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
This is Mark Call, host of the Come Out of Her My People show here on the Roar of the Rockies. Tune in to discover why, whether it's the law of the land or scripture, what you've probably heard it says is not what is written. It's time to come out of all of that.
Hey folks, the P.E. Gun Show is returning to Island Grove Park in Greeley, March 22nd and 23rd. This show features hundreds of vendors and thousands of items you want to see at a gun show, located at 501 North 14th Avenue in Greeley. Please remember, this event is just before the new 6.5% additional tax on firearms and products is scheduled to go into effect April 1st. Saturday 9 to 5, Sunday 10 to 4, we'll see you at the show.
As 1360 continues to grow, we want to know what our listeners think. Tell us what you like. Tell us what you don't like. Give us your feedback. Go to 1360khnc.com and hit the contact button and give us your thoughts.
Stay tuned for information on how you can save almost $20 per bag of Tahibo Tea.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammatory, inflammation and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free.
Go to 1360khnc.com and click on the new Tahibo Tea button at the top of the page to access pricing you've never seen before now.
Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen.
Save $12.50 per bag on 4 bags and save $18.75 per bag on 8 bags. Simply click on the Tahibo Tea button at the top of the page at 1360khnc.com.
Music.
All right. Presently, Monday through Friday, 11 to 1, here on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com, this Present Truth program. This may continue after next week. It may not. But again, in the future, forever, you can follow me and you can find my programs on thispresenttruth.com. And see if I can work things out, and if things work out for the benefit of the new owner and myself, well, we'll continue. Podcast 1360khnc.com for both hours, and then with the website, I will also have podcast archives, everything archived also on the website. Now, the reason this is important with Christ said, nothing will be hidden. So now we're finding out who was a part of this assassination attempt. And she's not alone. There are others that were, you might say, definitely a collective of powerful people. Flynn goes on to point out that Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency has already uncovered the overflow of U.S. dollars that flow through these organizations like USAID, U.S. Ripoff, and the Treasury Department. But he has yet to connect the dots to how the money is flowing back to corrupt U.S. politicians. I mentioned on Friday, Zelensky has a corporation with the French government, and this corporation, there's a bank. And could it be that the money from USAID ripoff, could it be going into eventually Zelensky's bank, and Zelensky is funneling it back to the politicians in this country? One possibility. Then Flynn says, quote, and all Elon Musk has done is demonstrate the outflow of dollars out of the country through different parts of our government. What he hasn't shown yet is the complete cycle of funding that is going on. From once it goes out, where does it go to? How does it then flow back around to Europe? How does it flow back into the pockets of the people here in the United States of America? It's like the Panama Papers. It goes out, it is hidden, and it goes into offshore accounts, onshore accounts, maybe Jackson Hole in South Dakota. Then he goes on, he says, There has not been demonstrated yet, I'm aware of some of that, and I think that's what Elon and the President Trump are going to discover. People like Victoria Nuland is one of these people that is going to, she's going to feel the pain. I believe these people have been at the center of this. Flynn also said that soon the American people will be so upset when they learn the truth about Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky's role in the Ukraine war grift. Zelensky's an actor. Great relationship. He actually has a great relationship with Vladimir Putin, Flynn said. I've never heard that before. We're going to discover things in these coming weeks about Zelensky. May take a couple of months. I hope it doesn't, because we're capable of being much faster. But we're going to discover things that the American people are going to be so upset about when it comes to the money flow back into the United States of America. Who's it flowing back to? Let's just name some of the people. I think Barry Satoro. I think Pelosi, Adam Schiff, Schumer, and that's not including the rhinos like Mitch sleeping with the enemy, McConnell, and other deep state the rhinos in this government. Okay, now, to understand, in my view, to understand really who is Newland, who are these people, let me conclude this part with Flynn. He says that there's a warning joined by former U.S. State Capitol Police official Tarek Johnson. He posted this on Saturday. I'm going to wait till Monday for this, but things are developing so rapidly I must inform the public now in a series of tweets. Here's what's happening. On Tuesday, SOTU, State of the Union, a House staffer gained entry into one of the House office buildings on Tuesday that night when we had the State of the Union. An individual, a staffer, he gains entry into the House, some of the buildings that lead to the U.S. Capitol. He was in possession of a gun, eventually caught and arrested, which makes the problem even worse. The staffer asked, after his arrest, what's the problem? No one said anything to him about bringing the gun into the Capitol the previous day. He said, this is the fourth instance of a gun being brought into the building, policed by USCP Chief J. Thomas Manger since Trump was elected president. What is frightening to me is that both dates that the President Trump attended the events at the Capitol, it was on the date where a gun made it in one of those buildings, and I'm told one of the guns made it in the room where President Trump was actually in and only feet away from him. So, and then we have what happens. We have two incidents at the state Capitol. This one, and then there was another individual who was shot in the vicinity of the Capitol. I think it was like a block or two away. Now, going on with Victoria Nuland. People, the press, they cover what is in view, but they don't, the mainstream media, and even most conservative media, alternative media, they don't address the religious side. Everything, there's a religious component. With the Bushes, there was with Pelosi, supposedly Catholic, with J.D. Vance, Catholic, Comey Barrett, Catholic. So there's a religious aspect to all of this, but then there's something that's deeper. With Nuland and all the group, the comrades involved in her world, that she's involved in a world that is very dark. It is very demonic. And I'm going to present, I'll begin here. This is out of Bubo1.com. Skull and Bone Secret Society. 7 Dark Facts about the society. This was in January 2016. When you think of Nuland and you think of Klaus Schwab, Anthony Fauci, all these very powerful people that we know are dark, just as individuals, they have no conscience, but they do have a religion. There is a religion. It's not Judeo-Christian. Skull and Bones, a society, is a brotherhood of death, of a death organization in America. It's based at Yale University. The Secret Society is also known as Chapter 322 and also known as the Brotherhood of Death. The symbol is simple. A skull that sits on a couple of crossed bones bearing the number 322 or the bonesman's number. The figures 322, it is said, it's to secretly disguise the lodge number where the bonesmen meet. The number is also traced to Eulogia, known as a goddess of elegance. Below, or here, is a list of seven dark facts about Skull and Bones Secret Society. Now, in the Skull and Bones building, there is has been talk of a display case glass with a skull in the display case. For years, the Geronimo, I don't remember the tribe that he is from, but when Geronimo died, his skull was removed from his, I guess, casket where he was buried. And the skull, Geronimo's skull, is believed to be in the Skull and Bones building. No one could confirm this. I think 5 years ago there was an emergency, a fire alarm, and the department responded. They knocked on the door. An individual came to the door, and he tells the fire department that it was a false alarm. Everything is fine. And they said, well, we have to investigate anyhow. So this individual had no choice but to let them in, to go in to make sure there was no fire. And one of the fire department employees, he said that in this glass display case was a skull, and it was there. It is believed to be the skull of Geronimo. The Indian, I don't know what tribe he was of, Geronimo. Was he Apache or Cherokee? I don't remember. But according to their religious rites, the skull needs to be returned so that he can be buried in Indian burial fashion. And this went to the Supreme Court. The tribe went to the Supreme Court to have access and to have that skull brought back to the burial grounds. So, in the lawsuit with the tribe, they recognize that skull as being the skull of Geronimo. Why would that be so important to Skull and Bones? I'm at the end of the hour before the break, but just to tease you to get you over the top of the break. Geronimo was a medicine man. He was a very powerful medicine man, very powerful in spiritual, you might say, he was able to through his magic, to cause people to disappear. They were alive, but they would be hidden, invisible, and they could walk out of a camp that was being attacked by the cavalry. I'll be back in just a few minutes. This Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
Hi, this is Martina McBride. With online news, social media, and texting available 24/7, the world seems to be spinning faster and faster every day. And it can be overwhelming. Sometimes we just need to unplug and take a break from our electronic devices. It can help reduce stress and allow us to reflect on the things that are really important in our lives.
This message brought to you courtesy of the United States Air Force.
Learn all about our new LifeWave stem cell regeneration patches by going to 1360khnc.com and click on the Natural Health Products button at the top of the page. Also, listen for upcoming broadcasts of the LifeWave information programs that will be airing here on AM 1360.
Wagner Electric has the generator to meet your needs. Call now for a free estimate, 970-800-3693. We have everything from standalone generators to portable generators in stock. There is also financing available. We also have an outstanding service department that will offer anything from wiring a pole barn to wiring in new smart switches to create a smart home, as well as electrical inspections. Please call us at 970-800-3693 or visit us at our website at WagnerElectricCO.com. We are located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley. Wagner Electric sets the standards.
Hi, this is Ron Tafoya, owner and operator of New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners. Men's clothing to women's fashions, we clean it all. Give us a call with all your cleaning questions. If we don't clean it, we might have a solution. We have two locations to serve you in Severance and Fort Collins. Please call us at 970-775-0623. 970-775-0623.
You can now listen to hours 1 and 2 of The Alex Jones Show, Monday through Friday at 1 p.m. on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. That's AmericasFreedomNetwork.com.
Just like you can get used to feeling bad, you can get used to feeling good again when you use the LifeWave X39 patch. This is not something you take or swallow or inject. This patented LifeWave patch technology uses your body's own light energy to repair telomere ends and reactivate dormant stem cells to heal all the cells in your body so you can heal like you did during your youth. Go to 1360khnc.com and click on the Natural Health Products button. 1360khnc.com.
Okay, and Monday through Friday here on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com, this Present Truth program, at least for this week. And I will know, you will know next week if what will happen. I don't know what will happen as far as possibly continuing in my visits with the new manager, the new owner of KHNC. I'll know more next week. But for right now, don't forget my website is thispresenttruth.com. Thispresenttruth.com. Going back to the thought of Geronimo. So it appears as if the skull of Geronimo is in the Skull and Bones building at Yale University. There was a movie years ago, Little Big Man, Dustin Hoffman, and I think it was Chief Dan George. And in the movie, Chief Dan George, he had, as a medicine man, he had the power to be invisible. And it was known that with Geronimo, the cavalry would surround Geronimo and his band of the Indians. And when the cavalry would come, they were not there. They were nowhere to be found. And it is believed that this type of magic or witchcraft was one of the mysteries, and one of the reasons why the Calvary and the U.S. government wanted to capture Geronimo because of this magic, this type of spiritual medicine. And it wasn't as if those in the U.S. government weren't practicing some type of witchcraft also. They just wanted to add to what they could do, and they were interested in how Geronimo could do it. What kind of spirits did he have access to? So then, going on with this article, with the skull and bones. Okay, there's number one. There is a coffin, and it's lying in the coffin initiation. And George Bush, both of the Bushes, would not discuss skull and bones. Now, this ties into Newland and ties into the Obama administration, many in that administration. It ties into the Hillary and Bill going to Haiti to have voodoo rituals performed to keep Bill, to, you might say, keep judgments from falling on his head during his time in Arkansas and in as a president of this country. So like all secret societies, Skull and Bones has an initiation phase. The initiation requires candidates to lie down in a coffin, wearing no clothes, revealing their sexual history to other candidates. Skull and Bones Society has a couple of properties that are exclusively used by its members. One of these can be found at the Yale University, which is called Tomb, while the other one is Deer Island, St. Lawrence River. Some who have seen the tomb described it with plenty of secret rooms, but with no windows. A special room is intended for the William H. Taft, while the other one is intended for the members of the Nazi regime. So this goes back to Newland. Newland is a Nazi, and Zelensky is a Nazi. And as I've stated in many programs before, the thread of the Nazi belief system and the philosophy of Nazism flows through the federal government, through the intelligence agency, Department of Defense, basically through the whole country, through all of the agencies in this country. Skull and Bones, or I'm sorry, Nazism, is in law enforcement throughout most of the cities of this country through the states at the state capital. Many of the governors, like Gavin Newsom, I believe, is in a roundabout way Aryan, in my view. Many are the members of the Nazi regime. Ron Rosenbaum, a New York Observer, said that the signification of lying in the coffin and bones is mortality, designed to provide an imagery that life is indeed short. Secondly, Skull and Bones is similar to the Thule Society of Adolf Hitler. The Thule Society or the Order of the Thule was a racist group which inspired the Nazi occult mysticism and Nazi ideology. The fundamental beliefs of Skull and Bones Society is similar to the Thule Society, which was faithfully practiced by Adolf Hitler. The Thule led affiliates to believe affiliates to believe they are members of the Aryan supermen who survived the destruction of Atlantis, thanks to an occult power that made them immortal. Surprisingly, the Skull and Bones members also believe in the immortality of the soul, and perform the same rituals that Adolf Hitler did in the Thule Society. This is a requirement for all members of the group. Each new follower, they swear to keep the secrets. The rules, the rituals protect the society and its membership. This is why when George Jr. was asked if they would discuss the matter of his involvement with Skull and Bones, he said no comment. Have nothing to say. This is exactly according to what they are sworn to do. The commitment requires satanic and psychological rituals that prevent members to freely leave the party. It means after initiation, the new believer becomes a bonesman for life. Now, this is one of the foundational experience of those in witchcraft. Once you swear to Lucifer, you are never free again, unless through the mercy of God, Christ enlightens your mind and frees you from that eternal damnation. I'll go to point three in just a few minutes. But until then, I'll hold and come back after the program or after the break. ThisPresentTruth.com is a website.
Hi, this is Rod from PCs and Parts. We are located in Loveland at the Orchard Shopping Center. I just wanted to let you know, not only do we fix and repair and build computers, we also have a great lineup of security camera systems. In today's world, we need every advantage we can get when it comes to security. Call us at 970-203-0696 or find us at PCsandParts.com. That's 970-203-0696 or PCsandParts.com.
Before hiring a realtor from a big corporation who outsources their jobs and pays little to no taxes, ask yourself, what do you really want in a realtor? You need a realtor who is honest and has integrity, a realtor who is focused on the client's bottom line, not the realtor's bottom line, who provides personable, over-the-top service before, during, and after the transaction. You want a realtor that knows how to market your property. Hi, I'm James Morgan, a realtor with Grisham & Associates, LLC. I am your Colorado real estate specialist. Land deals, mountain cabins, or urban dwellings, I've got you covered. For the first-time homebuyer, we will make it the best experience. If you are looking to move up or downsizing, we will do better than your last transaction. Call me today at 720-203-0731 or visit coloradoproperties.online. Let me do a great job for you.
Our mission here at KHNC is to bring you great uncensored common sense talk radio and the world's best health products to make your lives better. That's our mission, and we couldn't do any of it without all of you out there. Thank you, and God bless.
Off-Road Automotive is having their biggest sale of the year, April 4th and 5th. Come on over and check out all the vehicles along with free food and drink, grab bags for the first 20 people, and giveaways from Warriors Revolution, Beast Blades, and Texicoin. The event starts at 9 a.m. at 13015 County Road 16, Fort Lupton. Also, KHNC will be there doing a live remote at the event. For more information, call 303-502-3230.
Okay, so, with Victoria Nuland, what has been happening in Ukraine is a resurgence of the Nazi religion, the philosophy of Arianism. It is not only in Ukraine, but it has been protected since 1945 after World War II ended. Nazism has been the, you might say, sheltered by the United States government, sheltered by the Catholic Church, France, England. It did not end. The individuals carrying out the horrendous atrocities and the murders of these millions of people, and the soldiers may have died, but still, the most important individuals in Hitler's system in pharmaceuticals, engineering, aerospace, the scientists, doctors, they didn't go away. They were brought many to the United States. Some took harbor in Europe, in Italy, throughout Europe. They found safe harbor. They had to be kept alive because it's a religion. And that religion, you do not destroy religions. You can destroy the members of a religion, but generally the religion continues. It is never eliminated. So all of the philosophy of the Thule Society, what Adolf Hitler, his religion, it came with these individuals through Operation Paperclip to the United States. It is here in this country. It is healthy in every single state in this country. Every region, it is still alive. It is dormant, but we're beginning to see the field begin to once again spring. Like wheat in the field, it's the shoots are beginning to break through the earth. It is best flushed out, and it is very, very what flushes. What happens when you have this type of philosophy is there anti-Semitism. And the hatred of the Jewish people as a people and Israel as a nation. There is with the Zionists, they lump everything, the anti-Israel, those Zionist haters, they don't realize that there is a people that God will protect, the Jewish people, the true lineage of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Then you have the counterfeits within this Zionist movement, what they may call Khazarian Jews, who say they are Jews but are not, that are of the synagogue of Satan. You will have that. But in trying to pull the tares out of the field, you're going to uproot the wheat. It's very difficult to really bring clarity to this matter of anti-Semitism. But once again, with Nazism, with that religion, there's always been the hatred. Satan, the dragon, is always at war with the seed of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, with the people, the family, who brought Christ into this world and fulfilled the prophecies of Jesus Christ as the Messiah. So these seven facts about Skull and Bones, number three, an oath of absolution. Each member must obey to the rules of their superiors. Society becomes a priority, according to William Cooper. In his book titled Behold the Pale Horse, a member shall take an oath that releases them from allegiance to the king and the government, to the Constitution, or to the nation. The new member is also obligated to obey. So in other words, the allegiance is not to the Constitution, not to the president, not to the government, not to the nation. The allegiance is to the society. And they're in rebellion. They're in rebellion to the laws of God, especially. They don't mention it, but they are. The new member is also obligated to obey any recommendation recommended by Skull and Bones. It is said that the member declare allegiance not only to the human, not only to remain faithful to the society, but also to the implementation of the New World Order. When President Bush swore during his initiation, his commitment meant that the oath of office as President of the United States becomes in second place after his obligation to the society. The worst, the oath also forbids members to ever divulge what happens or said behind the group, even if it is bad. This is what the world, and this is what America is at war with. I'll be back.
Hey, KHNC listeners. Thank you for tuning in and supporting our station. We couldn't do this without you. Want to support us even more? Head over to our online store at 1360KHNC.com. I'm sure you've heard of Ozempic. Well, we have a natural way to lose weight. Try the breakthrough product Curve for GLP-1 support. Try the product Burn to kickstart fat burning. And the product Sculpt for muscle building support. It's simple. Just click on the Natural Health Products button at 1360KHNC.com. Thanks again for being part of the KHNC family.
I was in the hospital with my son for 18 months.
When he got injured, I wasn't prepared, but I knew I had to be strong.
When I was told about John's injury, I was in complete shock. I just remember rushing into his room and giving him a big hug and letting him know I was there.
These veterans and families are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. For thousands of severely injured veterans, everyday life is filled with barriers.
It was really the little things throughout the house. Counters that you can't roll up to.
I had to drag my wheelchair down steps.
I want to help, but he is so determined.
At Homes for Our Troops, we build specially adapted custom homes with features like wheelchair access, roll-in showers, and automatic door openers that allow them to function independently and focus on their recovery and family.
This house is freedom.
It's hope. It's a new beginning.
This house has given me my family back.
To learn more, visit hfotusa.org.
Okay, I've been hearing a lot about the LifeWave patches, and they sound amazing. And I'm thinking I want to try them for myself. But can you tell me how they work?
Okay, well, you wear the patch, which is about the size of a quarter, 12 hours a day, 12 on, 12 off. And the patch uses your body's own light and energy and copper peptides to reactivate the dormant stem cells in your body. Once a stem cell has been reactivated, it can be used by any of the cells in your body that need it, creating a healing and growth process you haven't experienced since your youth. So in a nutshell, this is how the LifeWave X39 patch works.
You can purchase the LifeWave X39 patches by going to 1360khnc.com and clicking on the Natural Health Products button at the top of the page. Then simply scroll down to the LifeWave section, 1360khnc.com, and click on the Natural Health Products button.
Riders on the storm, into this house we're born, into this world we're thrown, like a dog without a bone, and packed we're out alone. Riders on the storm, there's a killer.
Okay, and remember, my website, thispresenttruth.com. I'll finish by saying that this hour with what their third rule or the third fact with the skull and bones? Remember, the allegiance is to remain faithful to the society and remain faithful to the implementation of the New World Order. Now, with what I'm presenting, the New World Order is a satanic order. It is not just a order of power and economic control. It is a religion. The New World Order is an order, a religious order. It is a satanic order. Revelation chapter 13, if you go to that chapter is about the new religious world order and the technology to bring about total control through that technology and through that religion. So right here in the black and the white, you can go to the article at, it's Bobo 1, Bobo, it's B-O-O-B-O-O-N-E, Bubone.com. This was in 2021. It initially came out in January the 5th in 2016. So it's been out there for quite a while. And the article, the title, Seven Dark Facts About the Skull and Bones Secret Society. So this New World Order is an order. It is a religious order. And in the sense of like Adolf Hitler's Germany, it was a satanic world order. It's a religion. It is a dark religion. It demands obedience. And once you become a member for life, you will be a bonesman, or those who are swear and give their lives to the devil. Your life will always be the property of the devil, unless God miraculously has mercy on you and you can be free from it through repentance, repenting to God for even swearing an oath like that, which commits your soul, eternal soul, to eternal fire. So for those that are in these secret societies, repent, ask the Lord Jesus to forgive you, and ask Him to give you eternal life. I'll be back for the second hour in a few minutes. Rick Rodriguez, This Present Truth. And the podcast, This Present, or the website, thispresenttruth.com.
Hi, everybody. This is JD. Ever wonder how KHNC remains independently owned and uncensored, especially in a time when the George Soros's of the world are buying up independently owned stations across the country in their bid to shut down AM talk radio? The reason we can remain independent is simple. It's because of listeners like you supporting this station by purchasing the great products we endorse and sell. Without your help, KHNC would most likely not be an independent radio station. You can support KHNC by going to 1360KHNC.com and clicking on the blue Natural Health Products button at the top of the page. There, you'll find all the great products we endorse and sell. It's never been easier to purchase these products. So go to 1360KHNC.com and click on the blue Natural Health Products button at the top of the page.
You're listening to The Roar of the Rockies, 1360 AM, KHNC, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.